Base Shavat, Tuesday the 8th of January, Rabbi Yoel Rabinovitz, Bechira.
For choosing to turn up this morning. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says that man has choice. Man can make a choice whether to do right or wrong. He says you'll find that there seem to be contradictions to that. He says, I'll explain it to you. It can happen, he says. It's possible, he says, despite the fact that we choose whether to do right or to do wrong, that person can have made those choices already, to do wrong, to the extent that his crimes are so great that they don't let him do tshuva, so that he should die as the choita that he was. The fikach kosov batoyer. Therefore, it writes in the Torah, "Va'ani achazek eslev paroi." I will strengthen the heart of paroi. Lefisha chata me'atzmo tchila v'hira liyisrael hagorim ba'at soishenem ahava nischak meloi. Because he took the decision originally to sin, to do evil to klal Yisrael, as it says, "Ahava nischak meloi." Nasa nadin limnoyat shuva mimenat shenifram men. So therefore, as a result of that, it was determined that he will not be able to do tshuva so as to punish him. Nimtza. Shaloi goza hakeil al parei lahir el yisrael. So what we, if you analyze it, you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't decree that parei should do evil to klal yisrael. V'loi al sichoin lachtoi ba'at soya, not al sichoin, because he discusses sichoin at length. Lachtoi ba'at soya to sin in his land. V'loi al kananim la'asiv, and not on the kananim to become corrupt. V'loi al yisrael la'avoid avoid zorah, not on klal yisrael, the end of first base of Mikdash, to be avoid avoid zorah. But they all took the decision themselves to sin, and they reached such a point that the decree in Shomayim was that they will not be able to do tshuva. That's how the Rambam tackles this question which comes up, which is at the start of this week's parasha, when it says, Vayom Hashem Moshe boyo pari ki ani ichbadti es liboi ves leiv abodov leman shisi ois oisai eila bekirboi. I have been machbit his leiv, made his heart heavy, made it unreceptive, that he won't do tshuva. How can that be? I thought surely a person determines himself whether he wants to do right or whether he wants to do wrong, and even if he's done wrong, he can turn over a new leaf. That's what tshuva's all about. And yet you find here that he can't. Says the Rambam, no, there comes a point, there can come a point, where a person's made his decisions in life already. He's decided that he's going to be a Rasha, and he's going to have to live by those decisions, or died by those decisions. It's based on a Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah says like this, on ki ani ichbat tislibon, or pasha. Says, Rabbi, om Rabbi Yechon, mikam pischein pen leminim loymar, lo yoysa mimenu shiasa tshuva. Rabbi Yechon says, from this ki ani ichbat tisliboy, leminim, that because him have an excuse to say, he didn't get a chance to do tshuva. Shanama ki ani ichbat tisliboy. Amalei Reb Shem Ben Lakish, Reish Lakish answered him, no, 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 it's awesome PM Shalminim. The Rebunshon works like this. Master Boy Bardom Pam Rishona Shneer Shlishis. He warns a person once, twice, three times. The Einoi Choyser Boy. He doesn't retract. He doesn't do Teshuvah. He doesn't change his ways. Then Unai Only Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes up his heart. Min HaTshuvah. Kedei Lifraya Mimenu Mashachotah. So as to punish him for what he's done. So too here with Paray, the same thing. Kim Shashiga HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hei Pa'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent five times to him. V'lo Yishkiach HaDvarav, and he didn't pay any attention. The first five Makos, says Reish Lakish, when Paray had his own free will, of his own volition, he decided to pay no attention to them at all. That's the once, the twice, the three times HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a person messages, you've got to change your ways, etc. He decides he's not going to. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atohi Kshisa Alpecha, you have taken the decision to be stubborn. Bechbatatos Lipcha, Hareini Moisif Lecha Tumah Tumoscha. I will Moisif Tumah onto your Tumah. That's the direction that you've determined to take. That's the direction you will take. That's ki ani echbat tiyas livoi. That's what it means, ani echbat tiyas livoi. I've made his heart heavy. That's, says the Rambam, yeah, it can come to a point. This Rambam's learning from this Medrash, surely. It can come to a point where a person's made that decision himself. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now you have to live by that decision. That's how the Rambam understands it. The Barbanel. Now, Barbanel finds this Rambam difficult because he says, if the Rambam is correct, then we have an inconsistent situation. He says, there's people who've committed the most horrendous crimes, and yet Tshuva is not, they're not prevented from doing Tshuva. And he brings two examples of this. One example is from Achov, and the other one is from Menashe. Achov, the example from Achov is that Achov wanted to expand the grounds of his palace, so he went to his neighbor, Novois HaYisraeli, and he asked him whether he can purchase his kerem, his vineyard, which is there, off him so that he can expand his grounds. And Novois refused. He said it's a nachnas avosav. He's not selling. Achov took great offense. And Achov went home and had a tantrum. He went into a sulk mode. He went to bed and refused to get up. He refused to eat lunch. He refused to eat supper. Literally, put himself to bed in a sulk. Yisevel said, "I'll sort this out." "I'll sort it out," says Yisevel. We know what Yisevel did. Yisevel went to his hometown, Novice's hometown, and said, "Listen, I want you to do as follows. You're going to call a tzayin, a tannis." You find in the Mishnah, you look in the Mishnah, you see this is how it used to work. You see the whole formula there in the Shmuel. They call a tannis, and you'll have everyone fast, and they have various tefillahs for the tannis, and then at some point during the day, in the second half of the day, for a quarter of the day, what they do is everyone gets together, the whole town gets together, and they look for what they need to be metakan, what's been done wrong in town, which needs a tikkun, and a tikkun on behalf of the whole town. What will happen then is that you will, says Yisevel, two witnesses will stand up and they will accuse Novois of having been Mavarech HaSashem. They'll accuse him of having been Mavarech HaSashem, and they'll accuse him also of having been Mavarech, being Mekalel the king. And what will happen is they'll find him guilty, and because of his being Mevarchas Hashem, he'll be Chayav Misa. Oh, and he was also Mekalel the king, that means a Moirat B'Malchus, and therefore what happens is that when he's killed, his property is forfeit and it goes to the crown. And Kachave, that's what they did, trumped up charges, found Novice guilty, had him executed, property goes to the king, Yisrael comes to Achav and says, I have a present for you. And Achav was as happy as can be. And he goes down to the Kerem to view his new property, and there he meets Eliyahu. And Eliyahu comes and says, I've got a message for you, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says, you murdered and you also inherited. It says, for that, the house of Achav will be totally and utterly destroyed, wiped out. And he describes in detail what's going to happen, which ultimately did happen. When Achav heard this, Achav was devastated, and Achav sets about doing teshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to Eliyahu and says, have you seen how Achav has been machnia himself before me? He says, because of that, the Oynish is going to be delayed. It won't happen during his lifetime. He will end his rule as king of Yisrael. It won't happen in his lifetime. And we know it didn't happen in his lifetime, it only happened later on, quite a few years later on, when the whole of Beis Achav was destroyed. What do you see? That Achav was able to do tshuva. And Achav was able to do tshuva after receiving warning after warning after warning, and having committed the most horrendous crimes. Horrendous. Manasseh is maybe a less well-known case, because the piece which tells us about the tshuva of Manasseh doesn't come up at all in Melachim. It's only in Divrei Yomim. In Divrei Yomim, we're told that after warning after warning, Manasseh, by the way, he invented new crimes to commit. The description of him filling Yerushalayim from mouth to mouth with blood is a very descriptive way of understanding Manasseh. Manasseh had this avodah zarah which had to be moved each day, and there 1,000 men used to move it, and the avodah zarah was this enormous, enormous rock, and it wasn't very stable, and at a certain point it would always tip over, and those underneath would be crushed to death. Every day he moved it. That was part of the avodah zarah. So he was extremely inventive in his evil. And yet what happened? What happened was, Manasseh finally paid the penalty for his crimes. He was captured by the army of Ashur and hauled back to Bavel. And in Bavel, they were also very inventive, and they decided they were going to have a special way of dealing with Manasseh. They made an enormous pot, like a colander with little holes in it. They strung this up high up, and underneath it they made a fire. And what they did was they slowly roasted Manasseh. Just very slowly roasted Manasseh. And as the Pasuk says, when he was in distress. So what did he do? He called out to every Avodah Zarah he'd ever served to come and help him. That was his first port of call. Every Avodah Zarah he'd ever served. Funnily enough, there was no response. So then it goes like this. He says, I am aware, I remember my father telling me telling him, when you're in distress, return to HaKadosh Baruch. So you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to daven to you. And I'm going to do teshuvah. And we'll see. If you help me, it proves you're the true God. That's what it says. And if not, you're the same as the rest of them. Chutzpah. Sometimes chutzpah helps. Chutzpah. In Shemaim, at that point, they didn't want to accept his tefillahs. The Malachim said, under no circumstances can his tefillahs be accepted. We learn that Vayeta loy Hashem, that Kutchbohu was choyta loy, Kutchbohu dug him a tunnel from under the Kisei HaKavod. He said, otherwise, people will say you can't do teshuvah. So what do you see? Even Menashe can do teshuvah. Even Menashe can do teshuvah. Says that Babel, so the Rambam doesn't add up, because according to Rambam, things are going to be inconsistent. You have people who are first-class choytim, and yet they can do tshuva. That's the question of the Babel. So he's got his own answers. He's got three answers. Let's just maybe pick on one and a half of the answers. His first answer gives an answer that actually there's a difference whether the crimes are bein adam l'chaveiro or bein adam l'mokim. And if the crimes are bein adam l'chaveiro, a person can't do teshuvah. Scott asks, because it doesn't help doing teshuvah unless he's received mechila from the people he's committed the crime against. It doesn't help. If it's bein adam l'mokim, he can't do teshuvah. It's not his preferred answer, and you could think yourself, because I mean, people like Menashe, it doesn't really properly answer it, because yeah, of course he was over Davoy Dazar, but there again he was a Reiseach as well, so it's a difficult answer. His preferred answer is his third answer. His third answer, he focuses on this problem, specifically from Parry, that Parry couldn't do tshuva because kianich batiti es liboy. And he says, no, kianich batiti es liboy does not mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away a person's opportunity to do tshuva. It's just that it's made much more difficult for them through the circumstances. You see, if the Makkos had just kept going, then of course he would have done teshuva. Of course Pari would have done teshuva. But Kodesh Baruch Hu set it up in such a way as allowed a warped mind to find a way out. You see, you had the Makkah, and it lasted a week, and then there was a break. And then another Makkah came instead, and then there was another break. Each time there's a break, his mind gets to work. Ah, it's limited. If you can stick it out, if you can hang on long enough, then it'll go away, etc. All those types of warped logics, which in the cold light of day, they don't work. Doesn't matter. And Parry can use them, he can utilize them to say that he's not going to listen to this. That's kianich batiti es liboy. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu took away totally the opportunity for him to do tshuva. What he did is he gave him the opportunity to make the mistakes. That's what he was doing. The Sefer Yikarim, it's interesting, Sefer Yikarim talks about tefillah, and then he says the next thing he wants to talk about is tshuva, because it's this most incredible mitzvah, he says. The Sefer Yikarim actually has a fundamental question on the whole concept of tshuva. Because we find that the Gemara in Yuma asks a question whether it says that if a person does teshuva, then zdonos nas loikus chuyos. His averus become like zuchusim. So there's a problem. It's, in one place it says kizchuyos, and in another place it says kishkokos. In one place it says they become like mitzvahs, and the other place what happens is a deliberate avirus are downgraded as if they were accidental avirus. So Reish Lakish says, it depends. If a person does tshuva me'ava, then his avirus become like mitzvahs, zuchuyos. Why? That's a whole separate discussion. If he does tshuva me'ira, then they're downgraded from zdoinos to shikokos. But it doesn't go away completely. So the Sefer Yikarim has a fundamental question. He says he doesn't understand why Teshuvah Meira should work at all. Where do you get this from? Teshuvah Meira should work. He says the concept of Teshuvah is that person changes their mind. The concept of Teshuvah is that person decides that they want to turn over a new leaf. That you can understand. But the idea that things start going very badly wrong for this person, and he decides, listen, the Rebbein Shem is sending me a message. He's saying, you're going to do these types of things, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble, I better do teshuva. He says, why is that teshuva? This person turned over a new leaf. The person was put under tremendous pressure. So he decided, so he'll change his mind. That's not tshuva. So the Sefer Yikarim says, actually, you have to split tshuva meira into two sections, and you only know which section the tshuva really goes into, sort of in retrospect. He says, for instance, a person does tshuva because a person is behaving in a certain way, things go wrong. Often what happens is, lo aleinu, someone's behaving badly, and then some tragedy happens, and it brings him to his senses. He's got to do teshuva. What happens when the crisis is over? That's the question. When the crisis is over, does his teshuvah still stand? If his teshuvah still stands when the crisis is over, you're right. It was brought about through circumstances outside his control, beyond his control. It's a teshuvah meir, it's not a teshuvah me'ava. But it is a teshuvah. And the proof is, because when the crisis is over, he chooses to retain the new lifestyle. It's a teshuvah. What happens, though, if, when the pressure's off, he reverts to his old self? So you see, it wasn't a tshuva at all. By the way, this Sefer Yikarim is a beautiful answer on the question of the Abarbanel. What's the difference between Menashe and Achav on one hand, and Paro on the other hand? And the answer is that Menashe and Achav committed the most horrendous crimes. And they receive message after message. Finally, they're up against the wall, they're up against it, their time's up, and they do teshuvah. What happened when their teshuvah was accepted? What happens when the pressure came off them? Achav continued with his new way. Menashe continued on his new path. They didn't just revert to where they were before. Whereas with Paroi reverted. Now actually, the Sefer Yikarim gives us a whole new way of reading this pasuk there. Vayom Hashem Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Boy Paroi, come to Paroi. You're going to say, why come to Paroi? Come to Paroi to warn him that there's going to be a Mecca. Why come to Paroi? And he said before, Hashem atzadik vani vami orashoyim. Says Moshe, you haven't really done teshuvah. It's only because you're under pressure. I know you haven't done. That's at the end of Pashas Veil. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Boya Paroi. Warn him again. Are you going to say it's a waste of time? It's a waste of time, because he's not doing real teshuvah, because he's only under pressure. No, ki ani echbat tizliboy. I've given him the opportunity to ignore all that pressure. I've given him the opportunity to fool himself. So he's back to square one. Despite the fact that under the terror of the Borod, he said, Hashem atzadik v'aniv amir arishoyim, and you knew that that wasn't real. Why is not real? Because he's doing it under Meira. I've taken that fear away from him. Now that there's a break, he'll go back to where he was. And he can still make a choice. It's up to him. Go and warn him. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is explaining. That's ki ani echbat tiyes liboy. Okay. So, with this Sefer Yikarim, the Sefer Yikarim, by the way, if you want to look at it, it's in Mamad Daled, Perek Kof Hei. And the Sefer Yikarim has the most phenomenal explanation of what happened with Sichai now. He says, what time? Oh, yeah. He says like this, let's just do it very, very briefly. He says like this, Bnei Yisrael have spent 40 years in the desert, and they come to Edom. Edom's never going to let them go through. And Ribbono Shel Olam says, go and ask them permission. And guess what? Edom says, no. They come to Ammon, and the same thing happens. Bizyonos. Not just bizyonos. They didn't have to go up there and then come all the way back into the desert and go all the way around. And they were very demoralized, very disheartened. The Sefer Yikarim suggests that even Moshe didn't know what's going on here. So they're not going to go through Edom. They were never going to go through Edom. Never going to go through Ammon. They have to go and they have to beg for permission and be refused and they have to scurry back into the desert. He says, what was going on? The answer is, you find the answer when you get to Sichai. Because when Bnei Yisrael turn up there, you see, Edom knew they were safe. Edom knew that Bnei Yisrael aren't really allowed to come through here. They know the promise. Ammon, they're safe. Sichai was never safe. Sichai knew, I mean, there was a logic that they're going to come through there. Sooner or later, they're going to come through there. And Sichai know that this is the Yam Hashem. This is, for 40 years, everyone's been waiting. And finally they turn up, and all they say is, can we just go through? We won't touch anything. Logic was for Sichai to turn around and say, yeah, sure. Anything you want, that's fine. If you're going to let me stay here, that's fine. What did he do? He said, no, I'm going to come out and I'm going to meet you and I'm going to fight you. Why? Because he saw that they asked permission from Edom. When Edom refused and came out to meet them, they backed off. They went to Ammon. They backed off. He says, not that strong after all. Not that fearsome after all. So now he had the opportunity to make a mistake. Because otherwise he wouldn't have. Because he'd been far too scared to take on Bnei Yisrael. Here, he now had the opportunity to make his mistake. And he made his choice. And he made his choice to fight. And he fought. And he lost. And that was what the whole cheshbon was. Okay, let's just get back to Rashi. Because we haven't actually tackled Rashi. Rashi says in Parshas Va'era, Vania Chazek is Lev Paro. Says Rashi, when we say Vania Chazek is Lev Paro, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meinea from Paro to do Teshuvah. Why? Because he says like this. His Loshon is, he says, is connected. After he's committed the crimes that he has committed against me. And it's revealed before me that the goyim will not do proper teshuvah. Tovli shiskashidi boy, better that I should harden his heart, leman habis boy oisa saivat akiru atem esgrossi. To harden his heart, to be mad by my oisos, that you will recognize my gevurah. He can become a keli, the Mitzrayim can become a keli in your avodas Hashem. We now have a new understanding in the Rashi. When he says, ve'ein nachasruach b'moysa oilam lashuk b'tshuva shleima, this is perfect with the Sefer Yikarim we learned. He's not saying that Paray won't do tshuva, Achav will do tshuva, Menashe will do tshuva, Paray won't do tshuva. He says, yeah, because that's the way it is. Because essentially, a Yid has a neshama. He's got a Yid Zahara, and he's got a Timtum, and that can cover it up, and it can block things. You remove that, you come to the real person underneath. But with a Goy, it's not like that. So therefore, he's never going to do proper tshuva. It's just going to be a tshuva meira. With that, we actually understand a halacha lemaisa in Hilchos Gerushin. The halacha is that a man that has to give a get mirtzaynoi, from his own volition. He can't be forced. However, in a situation where minadin he has to give a get and he refuses to give a get, we beat him until he says, I agree. What does it help to beat him until he says, I agree? Yeah, someone asks you to someone asks a gentleman to hand over his wallet, he says no. He takes out a gun and he says, hand over your wallet. He says yes. That's not right, Sandy. There are circumstances which I would prefer to hand over my wallet. I don't want to hand over my wallet. But, so what does it help? Kofi no searching in right, Sandy. The answer is, as this Rashi says, the way we understand Rashi, and the Sefer Yikarim, that in actual truth, the truth of the matter is, he does want to do tshuva. He does want to do the right thing. He's got a Yetzirah which is stopping him, as the Rambam himself explains. He's got a Yetzirah which is stopping him. You beat him. At a certain point, the grip of the Yetzirah gets weaker. As he's getting beaten, he's saying, no, it's just not worth it. Once he says not worth it, then he's open to saying Reitzani. When he says Reitzani, that's the real him. When he was saying no, that's not the real him. Thank you.